This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sharafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Khadam ba'du. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself in you, many times people ask me, for example, with the children, some youth, young people ask me, old people ask me, we have this challenge in this society, that challenge in the society, there is this temptation, this fitna, that fitna, and so on and so on, and what shall I do? How can I keep myself safe from the different fitna, different tests, different temptations in this society? So I remind myself and you, to keep yourself safe is very simple. It is not difficult. So first of all, stop saying it is difficult. It is not difficult. Right? You hear this all the time. Oh, it is so tough, so difficult. No, it's not difficult. Who told you it's difficult? Very easy. It is very easy as long as I remember and remind myself that one day, if I live in this place, Rockford, and I die here, then they will bring my body to this masjid. And Sheikh Ara, Hafizullah, he will read my janazah. Yes? If I am not here, if I am somewhere, some masjid, somewhere, or some place, somebody will read my Salatul Janazah and I will be in my cover. And I will be alone before Allah. If I remember that, then there is no fitna which is so difficult that I cannot overcome. With fitna, I have to ask myself, see, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned something in Surah Al-Alaq at the end. One small ayah. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. The asbab and nuzul of this ayah came for Abu Jahl. Allah said, does he not know that Allah is watching? Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he not know that Allah is seeing? But we know the kalamullah, asbab and nuzul is, alhamdulillah, it comes for a reason there, but that applies to all of humanity till the end of time. So, alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara is not only for Abu Jahl, it's for me, it's for you, for everyone. I must remind myself, am I not aware that Allah is watching? So, if I'm doing something good, I'm doing tilawatul Quran, am I aware Allah is watching? Yes, Allah is watching, alhamdulillah. But if I'm committing some sin, may Allah protect us from committing sins. But if I'm committing some sin, I'm doing some riwa, I'm doing some namima, I'm doing something, whatever it is. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara? Am I not aware that my Rabb is watching Jalla Jalalu? Then how can I do ghibah about my brother? How can I play some politics and try to put this one down and that one up? How can I do that? When my Rabb is watching Jalla Jalalu? This religion of ours, the Islam, this is not the name of a philosophy. This is not hadhi, laysa falsafa. وَلَيْسَ نَظَرِيَّةً هُوَ الدِّينَ الطَّرِيقَةَ طَرِيقَةُ الْمُحَمَّدِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ أَلِهِ وَسَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is not a philosophy. This is not something, oh, you know. And that is why this deen is about practice. Amal. Like I gave you the example yesterday, I think, there is somebody who knows about judo. He knows everything. How judo started, who was the first, and so on and so on. And maybe he has a whole book of judo which he memorized completely. Then he goes on the street, somebody holds him up, he gets into some fight, and he's flat on the floor, gone. You know so much about judo. That is the problem. He knows about judo, he does not know judo. He does not know how to fight, he knows about it. Same thing, if I know about Islam, but I never practice Islam, I never pray, but you ask me about Salah, I will give you a 3-hour khatira, 3-hour lecture, waaz on Salah. All the usul, all the arkan and mustahabat and sunan and the fadail and everything else. If you leave it, this happened, that, alhamdulillah, mashallah, you know all this about Salah. But the Muadhin says, hayya ala Salah, hayya ala Falah, I'm going this way. Where are you going? No, I've got some work by shop. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You know all this about Salah, but you don't pray. So what is going to happen? Is Allah going to say, when I stand before Mahrab Jalla Jalal, when Allah says, see Salah, he said, no, doesn't matter. For this guy, he wrote a book on Salah, so this is enough, finish. No problem. You need not pray, no problem. Is it going to happen? Islam is not about something. Another one, example. Mahadi ismu bil Arabi. Kayfa naqul?
Hatib.
Hatib, right?
Hatib Muharrib.
Hey?
Hatib Muharrib.
What do you call this in English?
Phone.
Phone. And so on and so on, right? Loga. Different names. So if I say I know the word Hatif. So very good, fantastic. Now please call Sheikh. There is a difference between knowing the name and knowing. We know the name Allah. We know the name Ar-Rahman. We know the name Ar-Rahim. But do you know Allah? Do you know Ar-Rahman? Do you know Ar-Rahim? What is the difference? The difference is, if I say child, tifl. So, we have the word, C-H-I-L-D. But if you have a child, for example, if I say to Sheikh, tifl, walad, in your mind, fi zainuk, are you seeing wow, lam, dal? Or are you seeing the face of your child? Eh? He's not saying wallah amdal. He's not saying see a child. You know, he sees the face of his child. MashaAllah, may Allah bless his child and give him, make him the Quratul Ain for him, inshallah.
And everyone,
inshallah. I mean, eh? Because there is a taluk. The moment you say child is my child, you don't have to say your child is my child. If I say father, I'm not saying F-A-D-H-E-R, no. If you tell me father, immediately, I remember my father, rahmatullahi alayhi. I remember for my entire memory, maybe 40 years, Allah alam, 2 o'clock in the night, I would hear the sound of the bucket in the bathroom. Those days, no hot and cold running water. This is the world before plastics. There were no plastics. The buckets were metal buckets. So you heard that the handle of the bucket, my father would put the bucket on the ground, or tang, and then the handle would drop, tang. And I'm sleeping, and I know he has woken up for tahajjud. He would make wudu, he would pray tahajjud, then he would sit and he would recite Quran. He would not wake us up. Children are sleeping, he won't say. He would disappear. Then time for Salatul Fajr. Then he would come into the room. You put on the light. You pull out the blanket. Salatu khairu minan nawm. Allah kareem. May Allah forgive me. We used to hate it. But there is no exception. No, nothing to say. No, you know, I worked very hard. And my exam too. No, you Salatu Fajr, you have to pray. If you are alive, you will stand here before Allah. No exceptions, nothing. Even if you are sick, get up and pray 2 rakat of salah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for shifa. Now, he died, I remember it. Every day I make dua for him in sujood and ask Allah, Ya Rab.
the effect, knowing your Rabb.
That is why the first question in the qabr is a question of ta'alluq. It is not a question of ilm. They will not ask, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. They will say, مَنْ رَبُّكَ. Who is your Rabb? The malaika know who is Rabbul Alameen. They don't have to ask you for it. Eh? They ask me, مَنْ رَبُّكَ. Who is your Rabb?
Rabbi Allah. And this is not something that you can memorize now when you go in the qabr. No, no, this is, if my life is according to Rabbi Allah, I will say Rabbi Allah. If my life is according to Rabbi something else, then I will not say Rabbi Allah.
So I remind myself when you and Sheikh said, I will give a short khatira, so it has to be short. So I remind myself when you, let us work on this ta'alluq ma'allah. Our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, everything we have belongs to Him. We love Him. أَشَدُّ هُبَّا لِلَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ هُبَّا لِلَّهِ. So let us make sure تَعَلُّقْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Reflect and focus on the blessings of Allah. So, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Imagine we are sitting in this country here in peace, in comfort, alhamdulillah, safety, nobody bothering us. We have beautiful masajid. We have, mashallah, beautiful shuyukh to teach us. We come and sit here, we learn from the best of the best. Alhamdulillah. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right?
Sure, there are difficulties in the world, there are different things happening in the world. We make dua for them, but alhamdulillah, what Allah has given us, we should thank.
Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabb, this is from you.
Alhamdulillah.
And then try to use this for the benefit and help of where it is needed.
Ta'alluq, work and focus on ta'alluq with Allah. And the way to make ta'alluq ma'allah is through obedience to Allah.
The way of expressing the love for Allah is by ubudiyat. Right? People sometimes have this thing, they will sing beautiful nasheed. Right? And you will see beautiful, sing beautiful nasheed in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, very nice. But you look in the life, you don't pray, you eat haram, you earn haram.
Then where is this nasheed?
You sing a beautiful nasheed in the prayer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, very nice. But in the life, there is not one sunnah. Not one sunnah in the life. Then what is the point of this nasheed? Tell me.
So, alhamdulillah, nasheed is good. Sing, no problem. But let us bring that ta'alluq with Allah and the ta'alluq with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives.
And like I said yesterday, the best example is salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aqimus salah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. So we pray, Aqimus salah, alhamdulillah. Ya Rab, ana jahiz, I'm ready. How to do that? The way of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This principle, this format applies to everything in life. This is what we should remember. I pray like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed. I will do business like he did business. I will treat my family the way he treated his family. I will raise my children the way he raised his children. I will walk in the street the way he walked in the street. I will deal with my neighbors, Muslim, non-Muslim, the way he dealt with neighbors. I will do my politics the way he did his politics. If I'm a ruler, I will rule the way he ruled. If I work for somebody, I will work the way he worked. Everything. The salah is like a framework. Everything, this framework must apply to everything in life. Alhamdulillah. Then inshallah, we are free. Inshallah, we ask Allah for forgiveness. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to benefit from the ni'mah that He has given us. The biggest of that ni'mah is the ilm of deen, Islam. And therefore, respect and value the people of their knowledge. And respect is not simply to say, Ya Shaykh, Assalamu Alaikum. No, no, no. Respect is to sit and learn.
That is respect. Respect is to sit in the company and learn. So spend that time. Don't come and then say, no, speak only for 10 minutes. No. Sit and learn. This is value. Alhamdulillah. And I can tell you, and inshallah, Sheikh will agree with me, what comes out of your heart is brought out, is taken out by the audience. The ishtiyaq of the audience takes it out from your heart. Right, Sheikh?
Of course. No doubt.
Knowledge is there. It is there. It will be there with the people. But people don't know. And not because we don't want to, but because, there is no shauk. The person sitting there is seen like a dead body. I mean, he's not interested. He's waiting to go. He looks at his phone, looks at his watch, looks at what happened over 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Khalas, go. Khalas, go. But when there is ishtiyaq, when there is shauk, when there is this talab from the audience, from the people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes what is in the heart to come. To take it and draw it and value it and learn. Nobody is there forever. So when the person is there, make use of it, inshallah. Right? So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to appreciate what He has given us, to thank. We thank Allah for this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a source of khair and barakah for all of us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this Shaykh, to bless all of you, to bless this beautiful masjid, and to keep all of you and this masjid and everyone associated with it in His special care and His special protection. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep this masjid free from every kind of fitna. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join the hearts of the brothers and sisters together, and to any ikhtilaf, alhamdulillah, we deal with the ikhtilaf, with the adabul ikhtilaf of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the ikhtilaf does not become a means of breaking up. It becomes a means of joining together, inshaAllah. There will be ikhtilaf. Believe me, there was ikhtilaf among the sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, but nobody pronounced takfir on the other person, and nobody fought the other person, and nobody insulted the other person. They dealt with the ikhtilaf in the way of the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah, this is possible. We know what to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us free from this, keep our hearts together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you children and the children you have, may Allah make them a source of grace and mercy and sadaqah jariyah for all of you. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.